is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Welcome back to autismradio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back in another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Also like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on again on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. We had a very busy week this past week. We had our Grow Blue fundraiser, which actually was a very big success. Can't thank Scott Nagel, our secretary and graphics designer, for all the dedication and time and putting this event together at the last minute for the month of April, and raised some good funds. And also, it was a fun fundraiser too. It's something that people will remember every year as they get their fresh, organic, non-GMO blueberries. So, but it was a lot of fun, a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. And we look forward to hopefully doing it again next year, possibly.
Yeah, it was a great idea. Thank you so much, Scott. It was great. I think it was a great idea. Awesome.
Absolutely. Also, we had a little bit of a sad news recently, and we want to send our condolences and our prayers out to the Simmons family and the Vera family. Very sad. Happens to be my cousin. Passed away at 42 years old. Very sudden, and he happened to have an 11-year-old son, Caden Vera, who is on the autism spectrum disorder. He loved his son tremendously, and he dedicated so much of his time in helping his son overcome his autism. He used to call me very often, ask a lot of questions, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, you name it, and, you know, of course, our podcast, Autism Radio. And he said many times, you know, he would have some tough times and he would, you know, listen to the show and get some great information or inspiration from us. And he always used to tell me that every time he saw me, you know, he was just amazed about what we do. And
I'm so sorry.
So he'll be greatly missed.
Yeah.
And we did set up, I should say, a thing on our webpage. In lieu of flowers, we did donations made to the Caden Vera family. So we want to raise some money. It's still available on our autismradio.org website. You click donate, and you can donate now to make a donation to the Vera family for their son, Caden, who's now 11 years old on the spectrum. So we're looking to give some great services and support for his mother, you know, as she's going to have a very tough time now raising him by herself with no support. So it's a sad day. It definitely was. But hopefully we'll be able to do some wonderful things for Caden and be a support system for his mom and his family. So just wanted to get that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the news recently, and some people may or may not know, Keith Duffy, who happens to be from Boyzone, he finally came out publicly and talked about his daughter's autism for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And he urged a lot of parents to embrace their child's disability.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's something that a lot of celebrities don't maybe talk about, or maybe they do it once a year and then you don't hear much about it. But he actually came out. He did a TV documentary recently called Let Me In, which focuses on autistic children around the world. The Boyzone star is now married to his wife, Lisa, and the couple have two children, Mia, who's now 17, and Jay is now 21. And in this documentary program, Keith, who's now 42 years old, he speaks about his daughter, Mia, who was first diagnosed with the condition at just 18 months of age. The actor revealed that while coping with the disability can be very difficult, it's very important to embrace your child. And Keith actually goes out of his way to say this on his show.
Yeah.
One of the most important steps, he says, for a parent of a child with autism is to stop mourning the child that they thought they had and start embracing the child that they have.
Exactly.
And he continues about this, that every day you have to have the realization that you're going to have a child with a lifelong disability is absolutely horrifying.
It could be very
frustrating, horrifying, and extremely upsetting at times. But you have to try and find the positive.
That's right.
And he talks about his daughters, Mia, he explained. He starts becoming more part of our world in a small ways. She would start to take you by the hand when she needed something and push your hand into whether it was in the direction of the cupboard or the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, this is brilliant because it's meant that we were moving in the right direction. He spoke about the diagnosis, saying, the earlier you can diagnose a child with autism, the earlier you can put in place an intervention plan, and to think that's fantastic. To make it at 11 is an absolute disgrace, he says. And that's why he says it's so important that every individual has the tools they need.
Mm-hmm.
And to leave an individual with a disability like autism to be unintervention until the age of 11 is just plain wrong, he says.
Mm-hmm.
You have to undo so many things to try to put in place, he says, what needs to be done. And, you know, that's powerful. That's a powerful thing that he says. And
I think so, yeah.
I think, you know, many stars, they don't talk about it that often as far as the day in and day out. And he went out of his way of putting this documentary together to really shed some light on the subject of autism and the day in and day out disability that she had. And he actually, back in 2014, he did an interview and for, I guess it's a magazine called Mirror. And he spoke about the impact that raising an autistic child had on his marriage to his wife, Lisa. He says, you know, a lot of couples break up, and there were many certain points that it was very tough.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, truly, thank God we stuck it together and got through all the hard times. And he goes, I'm still together to get today. Keith, who was dedicated a great deal of time to raising money and awareness of autism, said that he and Lisa first noticed Mia behave differently to other children during a trip to Disneyland, he said, when she was about 1 year old. But it was only when she was invited to a benefit for education of children with autism that he recognized the same symptoms at his own as his own daughter. So that's pretty powerful stuff. But definitely looking forward to this documentary that he put out. And, you know, we'll definitely follow up once we find out the release date and where you can watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great thing that he came out with it. And the fact that he said those exact words about embracing the child that you have rather than mourning the loss of the child that you wanted. And I think that is so, so key. And I've told that to parents over the years, because so many people just can't come to terms with it. And it's like you're doing an injustice to the child if you do that. If you don't, and I agree with him, obviously, and you do too. If you don't get the services early enough and you don't face it early enough, who suffers, really? The child does.
Right.
The child
right.
suffers.
That is very true.
You know, so kudos to him for coming out with it and for, you know, shedding light on his experience. I think that's great.
Absolutely. You know, Lynn, we have a lot of stuff coming up in the near future that we want to make sure we get out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have our golf outing coming up on June 5th, which is right around the corner. And we're looking for sponsorships. We're also looking for golfers to come out and support us, get a foursome. You can contact the Federal Credit Union. And it's going to be a great event, guys. This is at the Picatinny Arsenal. It's being hosted by the North Jersey Federal Credit Union, and they're supporting Autism Radio as well as the Boys and Girls Club of Paterson and Passaic, New Jersey. So you definitely want to come out, check out this great event, be a part of something really cool, and know that you're making a difference. This is their eighth year they've been doing this event now. Mm-hmm. So it's been many, many years, and this is our sixth year of being a part of their event. So we're really happy and proud and want to give a big shout out to Lourdes Cortez, who's the president of the North Jersey Federal Credit Union, for really believing in our organization and seeing all the benefits and the things that we have done for individuals as well as the community programs that we run throughout New Jersey and around the world. So we're definitely happy about that, to be a part of that, be able to make a difference each and every week and every day. So definitely wouldn't be able to do it without their support. So we also have some pretty cool stuff on our website now. Siri, who does some handmade jewelry, she's out in California. We know her mother really well. She's a great, great person who's a tremendous advocate in the autism community. And she does some great stuff. And we just want to be sure that you come out, and this handmade jewelry is made by her daughter with autism, and it's just, it's really special. It's made, I call it made with special hands. I think that's one of her quotations. But you can go to designsbysiri.com and order one of her handmade jewelries today to benefit individuals with autism.
We actually had, just so you know, we had a reader who actually purchased the bracelet, took a picture of it, and she said how thrilled she was with it. So we had it up there for a while. I'll probably put it back up just to inspire people, because it is amazing when people do something like this to support their child, and then we're helping as well. So it was just a nice comment. Somebody said, you know, they were so thrilled with the bracelet and that they could help, and they got compliments on it and stuff. So that was just a nice comment we got. Some nice feedback is always good.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, also we have our partner who's doing the same thing. It's another great website that makes pendants, handmade mm-hmm. pendants. Ian, who's making these, and Howie Abraham and Sharon Abraham has put together this program which supports Autism Radio. You can go to coolcharm.com. myshopify.com, or you just go to autismradio.org and you can click on the banner, and we get 20% of the proceeds go to Autism Radio. So definitely helping us out and also helping out a family with autism. So really great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're selling a lot of this jewelry. It's very popular.
Oh my God, I ordered three myself. And it's really cute. It comes with a note, actually, too, that says, you know, how it was handmade by somebody with autism. And my daughter actually wore hers and to school, and she got so many compliments on it. So it's a really nice, there's different designs that you can choose from, and it's very clear. I love someone with autism, and it has the child's name on it. It's just, it is a beautiful thing to wear. And you feel proud when you wear something like that, you know. It's a nice thing.
Absolutely. We had some great stuff in Autism Awareness Month that I actually didn't get a chance to go to, but we had back on April 28th. We want to thank Brandon Adames for putting on this great event. It was a autism dance fundraiser. Should be getting the totals of what they raised. It was Salsa in Queens. It was an autism dance, and all the proceeds went to autismradio.org. So we're excited to find out how that event exactly went once we, you know, get all the totals. So, but we want to give a big shout out and a thank you to Brandon, as always, for supporting Autism Radio. Also, Lynn, you know, coming up very soon before we know it, and we need your help and your support for our third annual casino night. And tickets are going on sale shortly. They're $85 per person. It includes a full buffet, cocktail hour, a full open bar, $100 in casino money, and tons of prizes to the winners, as well as a huge silent auction and also some great music there as well. And it's going to be hosted this year in a new location, so we want to let people know. Last year we had it at the Bethwood the past 2 years, but we have moved it to a larger venue at La Neves in Haledon, New Jersey. And it's from 7 to 11 on September the 23rd, 2017. So we're really looking forward to that and very excited. But you know what? We need help. If you're a company, if you're someone that wants to get involved with this event, we're looking for prizes. We're also looking for donations if you want to be a premium sponsor. We're probably looking between 350 to 400 people minimum at this event. So it's a great way to get your name out there. Also, you get some great advertising on the radio. As well as flyers, the booklets, the tables, our banner, our photo booth. Just a lot of great opportunities to get your company name out there on social media, the website, radio show. It's a lot of different outlets here to get your business out there promoted for a very reasonable cost. And at the same time, as it's a tax deduction, tax write-off for you, for your company. And you get some tremendous advertising. And at the same time, that's one of the great things is that we're all volunteers. So about 90 cents on the dollar actually can go back to the families. And we're able to really make that difference and impact. Our martial arts program with Iron Temple Mixed Martial Arts is going tremendous. We're up to like 25 kids total that now have signed up for this program. And it's just been awesome. So really great stuff. Really happy with that. And, we just, if you go and you can check out the site, go on our website, you can see one of our kids in our Hope Mixed Martial Arts program. Alex, who's one of our great students. We have Audrey Rutnick, who's our famous OT who works with our kids one-on-one. And we're raising money constantly for this program. It's a free program. We have 25 families as well as right now. We're over 60 kids in our swimming program, our Swim for Hope signature program. And we need help, guys. We need your support to continue running these programs. So if you can't donate money, donate a prize for our event, or donate your time for one of our events, or you know what? Help get Hands of Hope in a program. Hands of Hope is a really easy program. If you know a business, a local business, a bank, whatever it might be, you can email us at questions@autismradio.org and say, you know what? I think I can get Hands of Hope in a business somewhere. Or if you have contacts, it's a great way to help, guys. So it's not always about the money. It's about your connections, and donating a small amount of your time can make a huge difference in someone's life and continuing to grow our programs throughout the area here and also around the country as well. And we want to continue our journey here to support our mission of helping others that are struggling. So, definitely come and help us out. Feel free, go on our autismradio.org website, go around, see what we're all about. And we're going to be doing some new stuff to the website very soon, so you'll be able to check out some great stuff. You can see some of our photos. You can go to our testimonials and see some of the great things that we have done over the years. So it's just a few. We got some videos on there. We got some other great stuff, so definitely check it out. So, Lynn, this is a crazy time of the year. Obviously, Easter has just passed. Now we're on our way, getting close to Mother's Day. which is right around the corner. It's hard to believe.
My favorite holiday.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it is. So every day is Mother's Day. Come on, let's be honest.
What?
So now I always make a joke. I said every day is Mother's Day. It's a joke.
Not really. So, no.
No. Okay.
No.
And in my home, it's every day. So. But anyway, it's a great holiday to celebrate. You know, moms, of course, you know, they do a lot for their families, and it's a special time, and we want to make sure that we honor moms who just do so much. I mean, I've had the opportunity to meet some super moms who are single moms that raise a child, not only a child, but a child with a disability, which is just that much harder, and they do some just amazing stuff. So very proud to be a part of that, you know.
Yeah, we have actually, I bought myself the warrior mom. A lot of people refer to, I don't know actually where this term came up, but for some reason autism moms are considered warrior moms, you know, like I guess because our life, our hardships that we go through. But it's kind of nice to think of yourself as a warrior mom and like a hero, you know. So definitely look at that, you know. Grandmas too. I know a lot of grandmas that get very involved and do a lot for their grandchildren, so that's a good thing. We also have T-shirts on sale and pins and all different stuff. So for Mother's Day, good ideas. You know, we got different stuff going on.
Yeah, definitely. You can pick up some great jewelry. It's a perfect time. You know,
right.
Get something unique. You know.
Yeah.
The great part, you customize it. You can put your child's name. You can put your mom's name on it. Whatever you like. I mean, it's totally customizable. So. A lot of different stuff. They got coffee mugs on there, T-shirts. They got a lot of different stuff. So definitely want to check it out.
Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely.
But there's been a lot of good stuff, Lynn. It's been a long, long, you know, month, I think. You know, April was one of those months. To me personally, it just seemed like a very long month. And now it seems like it's going fast. May seems
it
like
it's
going
quick. It always does. And it's like towards the end of the summer. The end of the school year, I should say, flies, you know, from May to June. And then it's like, oh, my God, school's already over. You know, it's just, you turn around, it's like, wow, school's already over, you know. So the year flies. Like, I can't believe the summer's going to be upon us soon.
Yes.
Although here in Jersey, we could sure use some summer weather, but it's been kind of
cold. Yeah, it's been a little cold, definitely a little bit on the cold side for sure.
But yeah, definitely, you know, hopefully May we'll have some nice flowers and nicer weather coming the end of May. My mom, want to give a shout out to her. She's my hero. And, I mean, I don't know, if, you know, we'll talk again before Mother's Day, but anyway, my mother has definitely taught me so much about life, and she's a strong woman and she's a powerful woman. And I look up to her in a lot of ways. And I know she's a big fan of our show, and she's, you know, she enjoys everything that we do, and she's really, really proud of, you know, everything that we do in the company, and especially of me. She definitely supported me 110%. So, you know, she's going through a little bit of a rough time. You know, she's aging, and it's rough, you know, but I just keep reminding her, you know, you got a family that loves you, you have grandchildren that love you, you know, and we're all here for her. So, yeah, just a little shout out to my mom. She's a special woman.
Absolutely. And, you know, I also, same with me, I want to give a shout out to my mom too. And she's a huge fan of Autism Radio as well as the show. She listens every week. So, Mom, we love you. And, you know, we'll see you on Mother's Day for sure. So, I want to also give a shout out to my mother-in-law as well. She's a huge supporter of Autism Radio as well, of course, with my son always. So, also a big shout out to her as well. So, we love you guys. But you know, it's a great time of year. I always like this time of the year. Love summertime when the kids are out of school. I always don't like when they have to go back to school because it's like they're getting a year older and it's just like things are going too fast. So hopefully this summer will slow down a little bit, but I doubt it. So it always goes by so quickly.
Really? For you? See, for me, it's slow. I don't know why. The summer's slow. Not really looking for, I guess, because of all those weeks off, and you're just like, oh, my God, you know, there's too much gap in between the services, although there's some people that have them all the time, you know, that homeschool or with the kids all the time. But for me, the summer, it's slow. I mean, unless the kids are busy, you know. We got a lot of couple of good programs going on here in Jersey, too, for our kids. And they're starting, I don't know about, you know, your area, but whatever around here, they're starting to do more in the terms of camps and more options available. And I hope that that continues, you know, with the governor or whoever comes into whatever happens next. But we've got a couple of really nice opportunities that we've been told about that are available now that never were when my son was young. There weren't many options. I mean, I think they're starting to realize that the population is growing and they need to meet these needs of these kids and these families. So so that's good to know.
No, absolutely. You know, there's some great stuff going on. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Lauren Bacha Galupi. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. I never say her last name, but Lauren. She's with the YMCA Association. She does a great camp. It's called the Dragonfly Forest Overnight Summer Camp, and it's held at Camp Spears YMCA in the Poconos for children and young adults with autism.
Oh.
And they hold a traditional one-week session to serve kids ages 7 through 14 with the emphasis on recreational programming and socialization. The Explorer session serves kids 12 to 25 years old and has an additional component of life skills workshops such as cooking, laundry, and professionalism.
Oh, nice.
They make accommodations in their autism session to make camp accessible to all children they serve. They have a 3-to-1 camper-to-counselor ratio, provide intensive skills training for all counselor staff, offer sensory breaks and noise-canceling options, and they give all the kids access to the visual schedules, social stories, and structural routines to adjust to a new camp environment. So they also just had a family weekend. It's coming up May 12th through the 14th, and parents can attend with the campers, and the siblings can try it out before sending their child to the camp. So
nice. That sounds great.
Yeah, so definitely check it out. Yeah. You can go to I'm trying to find. Bear with me here as I pull it up. It's Dragonfly Info. So okay. Definitely come and check it out. But we'll also put this up on the Autism Radio website, so you'll be able to get some information there. But I want to thank Lauren for sending that, and we're happy to support Lauren at her camp. They do some great, great work. So
that's great.
But Lynn, it's been a great week, and hopefully you guys have a good week as well. And we want to wish everybody, as always, a great week. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Take care, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Yeah. There you are.